You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
It is your daily 10-minute business and finance news wrap for this Monday, the 26th of June, 2023. Later, food inflation, how it's benefiting the likes of Metcash Trading today. It's one of the better performers on the ASX 200, which took a tumble. The 200 down by 0.3%, 7,078. That is a three-month low. For more, I spoke with Stuart Roberts from Stocks Down Under. Stuart, the developments in Russia over the weekend, how has that impacted the markets and investor sentiment? Because it comes as the ASX fell 3.5% at the back end of last week.
Yeah, I think the falls in the market have got more to do with the fact that June 30 is coming to an end. So everyone's squaring off their books and taking tax losses on stuff that hasn't worked out so well. The events in Russia are actually a positive. And you can see that because the price of oil has come down a little bit. Once Russian energy starts to flow back into the system, should Vladimir Putin come in from the cold, that's actually a good thing. Gold was up, but only slightly. So basically, I think the events of the weekend were positive because we're looking forward to the end of this terrible war in Ukraine.
Still, what does it mean for investor sentiment, though?
So investors are negative because month after month, interest rates are going up. And we've been saying this for a while now. We're near the peak. But, you know, you see food inflation being stubbornly high, for example. Price of petrol, the Bowser, tends to jump around a little bit rather than trending down in line with wholesale prices. So there's a sense of maybe we haven't reached the bottom yet. And that's probably weighing on investors' minds as we come towards the end of the financial year.
You mentioned interest rates. That's influencing the market at the moment as well. We get the monthly CPI numbers later this week, along with retail sales. What's the market now thinking about the where interest rates will top now, because we've seen more and more experts predicting that interest rates will be higher for longer than first thought.
Right. I'd give it a couple more rate increases before we see the top of it. It's anyone's guess. I'd love to be a fly on the wall in the RBA while they're figuring this out. But yeah, you're seeing key parts of the economy where the pricing action has been on the upside rather than the downside. And until I go into the supermarket and suddenly find that my fruit and vegetable haul is getting a lot cheaper, I'll be concerned about that.
Okay, that takes us to another story today in terms of those fruit and veg prices. A big winner, Metcash Trading, one of the top performers on the ASX 200 today. Record annual sales and earnings. I should mention that Metcash has connections to some IGA stores. How much of it is a hangover of the pandemic when we were all rushing to these supermarkets? And how much of it has to do with food price inflation? And is it reflective of the whole supermarket industry?
I'm almost certain it's food price inflation. You're seeing a general freeing up of the way in which the consumer spends their money. They're not necessarily going to the venues they were going through during the pandemic or even in the lead up to the pandemic. It's going out in a whole lot of different directions. And the general sentiment is towards belt tightening. So I'm actually surprised these numbers from Metcash were as good as they were. I suspect it'll be a while before they see things as good as they've been in this latest period.
Okay, and finally, in this environment, we've still got inflation, interest rates, a problem, those overseas geopolitical issues. Where do you see the opportunities for investors?
The opportunities are in small caps, where there's a really strong growth franchise. I reckon tech will have a great 2024 financial year, because those kind of companies will grow regardless of what the geopolitical clouds on the horizon are. And they've been beaten up pretty heavily in this period where we've been going through an interest rate tightening environment. So look out for small mid-caps that have had a difficult 2023 and that can come into the new year with a fresh set of eyeballs on them.
A short one today. That was Stuart Roberts from Stocks Down Under. We'll have more SBS on the Money tomorrow.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.